Reynolds Price had a motto. The man who wrote dozens of books, poems, essays, and plays, and taught for 6 decades at his alma mater, lived his life by words offered to him by a teacher at Oxford University more than 50 years ago. "You'll only regret your economies," he explained in a promotional video for his publisher, Simon & Schuster.
And I'll have to say that for the remainder of my life, and there have been great patches of my life in which I've had almost no money whatsoever, I've had to borrow $5 from friends to buy food for the next week or whatever. Nonetheless, I've always splurged whenever possible, financially, emotionally, in almost any other legal way.
Reynolds Price was born during the worst month of the worst year of the Great Depression in Warren County, near the Virginia border. His large extended family offered protection against some of the worst effects of the time. But as he said on the state of things in 2006, it was hardly easy.
Both sides of my family were tremendously afflicted by alcoholism. So there was a bad gene loose in both sides. And luckily, my brother and I have somehow managed to avoid getting plagued by it.
Price's artistic, deft mind made him a target as an adolescent, but he thrived once he arrived at Duke. He graduated summa cum laude and earned a Rhodes Scholarship. By the time he was 30, he was on the faculty at his alma mater and had written a highly acclaimed first novel, A Long and Happy Life. It sold 1 million copies and won the Faulkner Award. Many critics labeled him the heir to the great Southern writer, a label he spent a lifetime deflecting, as he explained on the Charlie Rose Show in 2009.
But then I got all these Mr. Price, you know, young Southern writer, Mr. Price, heir to Faulkner. And so I thought, oh, God, I'm not the heir to anything. I'm a young American writer. Why can't
During his writing career, Price explored rural life in the South, translated biblical stories, wrote memoirs, and did commentaries for NPR. In 1984, he was stricken with spinal cancer. The subsequent treatments took away his ability to walk, but not to write. His first book after becoming a paraplegic won the National Book Critics Circle Award. He would go on to write 21 more. Price's teaching career, while not as celebrated, is no less impressive. Duke English professor Ian Baucom told WUNC in 2008 that students felt moved to be in Price's classes.
I'm struck by the fact that Reynolds doesn't have to teach. He's not in a position where he needs the salary from Duke in order to do this. But he does it... I think simultaneously out of this sense of a kind of a desire to return a gift that was given to him, but also, as he says, that he likes to test himself against the fire and vibrancy of young thought and young minds. And I do think that is an extraordinary, unique gift and capacity that he has.
Price himself put it more succinctly in a video produced by Duke on the 50th anniversary of his first year teaching there.
Well, I've just tried to be an interesting and useful teacher. Someone might wake up in the middle of the night and say, gosh, remember when old Doc Price said so and so?
Price was a little more certain of his impact as an author when questioned by Charlie Rose.
Do you believe that you maximized your potential, reached the place that you, or grasped the place you were reaching for as a writer?
Do I think I got there?
Yes.
Yes. I think I'm a very good writer.
Price died of a heart attack he suffered early Sunday morning. He leaves behind 38 acclaimed books, as well as hundreds, maybe thousands, of thankful students. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.